Okay, hold up. I want to talk to you about something real quick. Have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? When I was trying to get this podcast off the ground, I had a lot of questions. Like, how do I record an episode? How do I get my show into all the apps that people like to listen to podcasts on? How do I make money from my podcast? The answer to every one of these questions is really simple. Anchor. Anchor is a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing your podcast. Best of all, it's 100% free and ridiculously easy to use. And now Anchor can match you with great sponsors who want to advertise on your podcast. That means you can get paid to podcast right away. In fact, that's what I'm doing right now by reading this ad. As I mentioned, Anchor distributes your podcast to all the different platforms such as Google, Apple, Spotify, and it has some great background music you can add to your podcast to give it a little extra flair. So if you've always wanted to start a podcast and make money doing it, go to anchor.fm/start to join me and the diverse community of podcasters already using Anchor. That's anchor.fm/start. I can't wait to hear your podcast. Whether you've been here before or you never left, don't let your time slip away. It's the worst kind of theft. You don't get any return sitting wallowing in shame. It's time to put in work, bringing greatness to your name. It takes focus and dedication. We're not talking about luck. Gotta keep moving forward. Welcome to Coming Unstuck. What's going on, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Coming Unstuck, a Step Up to Greatness podcast. I, of course, am your host and your greatness facilitator, Dustin Gruss. Today's episode was actually a bonus video for my video mini series Focus on Your Words, and this one was originally titled Are Words Left Unsaid, and talks about the words that we should, one, make sure we don't say, make sure we're not belittling people with the words, and then also the words we should say, speak up about, and that would be when we are sad, depressed, suicidal, make sure we're reaching out for help. And also when there's something that we really wish for and want in our lives, we need to declare that what we are looking for, what we're praying for. And so without further ado, it's the last episode. And one more quick announcement. My other podcast, Family by Heart, has officially launched yesterday. You can be sure to check it out on Anchor and Spotify, and it should soon be on all other platforms as well. You can also check out the Family by Heart channel on YouTube and watch the video there. My handle on Instagram is Family by Heart Pod, and stay tuned at the end of this episode for the trailer if you have not heard it already. Thanks again. Keep moving forward. Step up to greatness. Focus on your words. Peace.
What is going on, everyone? Your guy, Dustin Gruss, the Greatness Facilitator here with another life lesson video. If you tuned in the last 2 weeks, we focused on our words and how they affect us as well as the people around us. It was supposed to be just a two-part series, but then I realized there was something missing, which brings us to today, a bonus chapter in our Focus on Your Words series, and that is Our Words Left Unsaid, the things we should say and the things we shouldn't. In some earlier videos, even before the series, I recommended that you tell people you were thankful for them and telling people you love them or that you care. Mr. Rogers, yes, the infamous Fred Rogers, hit on these points saying, deep within us, no matter who we are, There lies a feeling of wanting to be lovable, of wanting to be the kind of person that others like to be with. And the greatest thing we can do is let people know they are loved and capable of loving. Before I go more into the things you should not leave unsaid, I want to hit on the things you shouldn't say. Does that make sense? The things you should not leave unsaid, I want to hit on the things you shouldn't say. And this advice comes from my good friends, John and Kaylee, over on their channel, Hey You, Get Out of the Porta Potty, where they drop a new video every Wednesday. This past week, they talked about a word you live. That is genshai, G-E-N-S-H-A-I. This word means to never talk to never touch, or treat someone in a manner that would make them feel small. This means no belittling someone, no verbally, physically, or sexually abusing someone, no intimidating, terrorizing, or threatening someone. You get the idea. Never treat someone in a way that would make them feel small. There's a Chinese proverb that goes with this and says, do not intimidate, empower. Again, focusing on your words and how you talk to someone, you might want to ask yourself before you say something, is this going to lift them up or tear them down? Now, to flip it to the times you should not stay silent, number one, if someone is treating you in a manner that makes you feel small, stand up and speak for yourself. Now, to reference back to my forgiveness video, remember to state the facts and not the person's shortcomings or faults. Simply state what they said or did and how it made you feel. But don't let the behavior itself go unchecked, as it will become a habit or natural behavior for that person. Also, don't expect them to apologize. Just know that you're making a stand against that behavior. Second, this is an important one. If you're feeling depressed, suicidal, or in need of help, say something to someone. They might not have the right words to say in that moment or be able to make it right there at that moment in time, but they should be able to help you find the help you need and be able to support you. But know this, you are not alone. We all have things we're dealing with, and while they may not be the exact same, having the support of another or being the support to another can help us through those tough times. I read this in a devotional recently. When the oceans in your life are rising, know that the pain you are experiencing serves the extraordinary purpose of strengthening you as well as encouraging others. Again, that's when the oceans in your life are rising, know that the pain you are experiencing serves the extraordinary purpose of strengthening you as well as encouraging others. Again, that's number two. Don't stay silent if you're feeling depressed, suicidal, or in need of help. Know that you're not the only one, and by seeking help, you may not only strengthen yourself, but encourage someone else to get the help they need. Lastly, when it comes to things not to leave unsaid, I'm going to turn to Mark Batterson again and his book, The Circle Maker. He said, the greatest tragedy in life is the prayers that go unanswered. The greatest tragedy in life is the prayers that go unanswered because they go unasked. No matter your faith or religion, there's one thing that is for certain. Somewhere deep inside you, inside your heart, there's something you want. For your life, for your future, for your family, for you. But you're afraid to pray to God about it, ask the universe for it, or even declare to others or yourself that you want it because you're afraid you might not get it. But when that desire lies trapped within you, never hinted at, never spoken, it for sure won't happen. Because if you can't even speak it, how are you ever going to take any action towards it? But if you pray about it, focus on it, and talk about it, your life will start to become about it. Things will shift, puzzle pieces sliding into place, new opportunities will come, friends will help hold you accountable just by asking, how's it going? The end result might be different than you originally hoped for, but it will be a lot closer than if that desire remained dormant inside and unspoken. So don't not speak your prayers. Don't not let those desires that are within you out. Make sure you verbalize those. There you have 3 weeks of focus on our words. But did I miss any? Are there things you should or shouldn't say that I missed? Let me know. I'd love to hear from you. Also, I would love it if you liked, shared, and subscribed to get more videos like this one. And don't forget to check out my friends Kaylee and John over at their channel, Hey You, Get Out of the Porta Potty, for more life-changing content. I'm going to leave you now with my encouraging words. Keep moving forward and step up to greatness.
We're born into our names, but we become family by heart. I'm Dustin Gruss, public speaker and family transition coach. When my wife and I found out in the beginning of 2016 that we weren't going to be able to have our own biological children just 7 months into our marriage, we were shook. Little did we know what lied ahead through our journey of infertility, foster care, and where we are now, having recently adopted our two beautiful boys. What we do know is every little bit of help we got along the way was priceless. And that's what we can expect with this podcast. Stories of inspiration and resources to lead you through that journey. From the heartbreak of infertility to the hope and blessings that come with foster care and adoption. We may have different stories, backgrounds, and names, but we're all family here. This is Family by Heart.